This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's comments as he held a Keep America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday night. The event came just 1 week after his release from the hospital for COVID-19. President Trump spending part of his Tuesday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Florida. Day two of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway on Capitol Hill. Democrats are expected to grill Barrett about her past comments criticizing the court's 2012 ruling that upheld Obamacare. Coney Barrett saying in her opening statements that policy judgments should be made by the political branches of government. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The man who was working as an unlicensed security guard who fatally shot a supporter of President Trump in downtown Denver on October 10th was acting in self-defense. That's according to his family's attorney. Matthew Dolliff is being held in jail while police investigate him for first-degree murder. He still has not been charged. Dolliff did have a concealed carry permit, which has been revoked. Dolliff was seen firing a gun at Lee Keltner, who was in downtown Denver for a pro-President Trump rally. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has a new book out on Tuesday titled American Crisis. The book speaks of hard lessons that he learned and his leadership during COVID-19. Coronavirus cases in New York are continuing to rise, and the governor has threatened another lockdown if things don't get under control soon. In New York, over 33,000 people have died from COVID-19. One thing Cuomo has failed to address is all the people that died in nursing homes. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The WHO says that world leaders need to reconsider their use of lockdowns to control the spread of COVID-19.
The World Health Organization says that lockdowns should only be used as a last resort to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with British magazine The Spectator, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Nabarro, says the economic damage that lockdowns do has a dramatic effect on poorer citizens.
This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method, develop better systems for doing it, work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Dr. Nabarro fears we could see a doubling in world poverty levels because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the first confirmed case of its kind in the United States, a young Nevada man has been reinfected with COVID-19, with the second wave of the illness far more severe than the first. The case study, published Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, looked at a 25-year-old Washoe County man who in the space of 2 months tested positive for COVID-19, marking the fifth confirmed reinfection case worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us as we jump into this. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Dr. Buzler, as always, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess some of the experts are starting to figure this out, that the lockdowns, the benefit analysis, no bueno, I guess, huh?
Yeah. You know, the problem is and I think a lot of governors in states and the U.S. have overreacted to this and have put this lockdown in. The purpose of the lockdown, of course, was to keep the number of coronavirus cases down. However, in this case, it looks like what they proposed as a cure was actually worse than the disease.
Right.
Because when you end up locking all these people down, it ends up with high rates of anxiety, depression. You get alcohol abuse, drug abuse, eventually suicide, and people being forced out of work. Now the World Health Organization estimates the poverty rate in the world could double as a result of this.
Exactly.
The lockdowns, I think, were a bad idea, and it's starting to come out now that it really is a bad idea.
Well, and the amazing thing is this is one of the things early on that President Trump warned us about, said do not let, you know, the solution be greater than the disease itself. And, you know, he's been rather prescient on that part. But of course, Donald Trump's not going to get any credit because anything that Donald Trump has to say. In fact, I'm really surprised if you remember when he first talked about hydroxychloroquine, all of a sudden that became, you know, the new four letter chemical word. You couldn't say hydroxychloroquine. And of course, after the recent experience with remdesivir, I was waiting to see if there would be any pushback on that. But it kind of tells you, I guess, that must be acceptable within the inner circles, because the inner circles must be looking at some sort of reward and benefit.
Yeah. And, you know, you take a look at what happened to President Trump. He tested positive. I guess on a Thursday, on a Friday, he developed some symptoms and it looked like he was going to have some problems. So they put him in the hospital. They treated him with the best possible treatments. He ended up, he was out of the hospital then a few days, and less than a week later, he's back on the campaign trail. I don't know if you got to watch him yesterday down in Florida, but he really,
he hasn't missed a beat.
Spirit.
Yeah.
So this whole virus, while it certainly has, we've had more than 200,000 fatalities and 7 million people have contracted it, understand that somewhat it is serious, but it needs to be kept in perspective. And by doing these lockdowns, and even there are some states now they're really holding back the economic recovery. New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, they're still mostly locked down. They only allow their restaurants to operate at 25% of capacity. And this is causing such terrible economic damage, and it really didn't have to be this way. We could have opened up. We could have kept these businesses going. We could have practiced doing this very safely. But this economic damage is worse than the damage we're seeing from the virus. I think the World Health Organization did a real good thing by saying these lockdowns are bad. We shouldn't do them anymore.
Well, and I think that what we're realizing here is that all this stuff is a process. I mean, this is new. This is a unique virus that has been entered into the bloodstream of the world, basically. And, you know, we're kind of learning as we're going here. But I think credit to Donald Trump, the administration, all the scientists, I mean, they are rallying around to come in and find an answer. And I may have misspoke. I said remdesivir, but I meant Regeneron, right, is what the president that he had taken, a cocktail, a mix of all kinds of different things. But obviously it works, and he feels like, you know, for him it was a miracle. Just as for some people, hydroxychloroquine has been the miracle for them. But we're having to sift through this. And of course, the frustrating part, Michael, is that we have to sift through it through the political lens, because here we are, you know, 20 days away from an election, and people are fussing, and everything has to be. You've got to have the you've got to have the lens on. If you don't have the political lens on, then, you know, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and if you look at how well the free enterprise system responded to this, I think it's remarkable. President Trump found out that our supplies of protective equipment were extremely low. Mm. So he got American business, some he was able to coax along, some he had to get a little stronger with, but he was able to get them to make more than enough masks, more than enough protective gowns, way more than enough ventilators in an extremely short time period. And normally to get therapeutics and vaccines for something like this, it could take years. Well, he instituted this warp speed, Project Warp Speed, to get this done. And we're only a few weeks away from at least one and as many as three or four vaccines having gone through their trials, and they'll submit to the FDA for approval. Now, that'll take a little bit of time, but even the pessimists are saying by the end of the year, or before the end of the year, we'll probably have hundreds of thousands of vaccines available, and probably more. President Trump took a bold risk, and it's going to pay off. And what is that? Normally, when the vaccines go through their testing period, the FDA approves it, then once they do, it takes companies, pharmaceutical companies, 3, 4, 5 months to ramp up production. Well, President Trump said back in May and June, look, I think these things are going to work. I'm going to pay you now to produce hundreds of millions of doses. That way, when we get the approval in October or November, we have the doses already made. We have the army set to distribute these things. They'll be into the hands of the public probably by November, and no later than December. And he'll have done something, I think, that's remarkable and unprecedented in history. He really attacked the problem, and I think he's doing a great job with it.
Well, to me, it parallels in a way. I mean, because, you see, some people are really not quite looking at what has attacked us as a act of war. And we are at war right now with this pandemic. And what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, as you recall, only in your reading, because I know you're not that old, but what he did in, you know, enacting the Shipbuilding Act, you know, to really, you know, we had to rebuild our naval operation. What normally would take 7-8 years, it was turned around and being done, you know, with rapidity. I mean, the rapid response, but this was people coming together in much the same way as they've done here in order to combat this COVID-19. But, you know, of course, the mainstream media doesn't like Donald Trump, so they don't want to look at it that way and be able to even praise the good things that we've been able to learn and do here. But we hear a lot of complaining and a lot of naysaying instead of, you know, uniting words that bring us together and help us celebrate the good things of how we're battling this opponent. We've got more from Dr. Michael Buskin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills who always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
White supremacy, the neo-Nazis. He hasn't condemned a darn thing.
Are you kidding me, Joe? Okay.
You've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem.
Would you repudiate David Duke?
Sure.
David Duke and robocalls are out again. The white supremacist movement supporting you. Do you have any words for that?
Well, I disavow.
David Duke endorsed it? Okay.
I disavow, okay?
When we looked at it and looked at the question, I disavowed David Duke. So I've disavowed David Duke all weekend long on Facebook, on Twitter, and obviously it's never enough.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
When Chris joined...
Okay, I guess you get the point by now. You hear what happens time and again. The president disavows any association with white supremacy, but the mainstream media cannot... Michael, I don't know how many times he needs to say, I disavow. I mean, maybe what he needs is, Dr. Jill Biden, telling the media, well, we don't talk about, Joe's gaffes anymore. Nope, it's done, And, maybe that's what the president needs. I don't know.
I don't know either. He's disavowed this numerous times, as you point out there. Look, the mainstream media just looks for any reason at all to make put Trump in a negative light. And let's be realistic here. President Trump is not the best communicator. He doesn't make things as clear as he should. If he could communicate the way, say, like Ronald Reagan did with the ideas that he has, it would be a much better time for him. But look, his background is what it is. He was raised in Queens, New York. Those people tend to, they're very proud and they tend to exaggerate a bit about how things are. So President Trump is not quite as clear as he should be on some of these things. But when you analyze exactly what he's saying, he's condemned everything, these white supremacists and all of these organizations numerous times. And yet the media still keeps coming back at him.
Well, it's got to be frustrating, Michael, you think, if you were just having an everyday conversation with somebody and you put your words out there and then they conveniently edit to give you some kind of scenario. I mean, he's still haunted by what his statements in South Carolina. And his statements in South Carolina were about the people arguing over the monuments. They had nothing to do with white supremacy. But the mainstream media was able to do this kind of stuff, which, I think at some point in broadcast journalism, at least, they would frown against things like that. But now in this day of reporting anonymously and all these other things that they're getting away with and these narratives that they're putting out there, I mean, journalism, I believe, is being bruised up and has taken a big loss as a result of the current environment, the way things are put out there, because they're not documenting history the way they should. And the other thing, as you and I were talking about off air, is, at the end of the day, consider the leadership quality. I mean, he may not articulate as artful as a Ronald Reagan or others in history, but the one thing he does exemplify is leadership. And he's done this from day one. I mean, he's had to move a country that has been fixed on this certain ideology that has allowed elitism to reign. And he knew that that was bad. So how do we do that? And so as he's turning tables upside down in the palaces of the Beltway, people are really upset, and understandably, because their cheese is being moved. They've been able to get their way with the American taxpayer, and you've got somebody coming in and fighting for them. Well, he's immediately in the crosshairs with the establishment of the Beltway, is he not?
Yeah, he certainly is. He came in as a disruptor, and he saw how big government had taken advantage of the average everyday Americans. And he said, look, I'm just not going to stand for this anymore. And he is a great leader. Again, we're talking off air a little bit. During times of crisis, when fear is starting to grip people, a strong leader has to come out and calm people down. FDR, we were bombed at Pearl Harbor. Looked like we were going to get dragged into a war, and we weren't really ready for that. As you said before, our shipbuilding wasn't ready. FDR got on the radio, and he said, all we have to fear is fear itself. Stay calm. We'll get through this. London was being bombed nightly. Winston Churchill got out there while it was being bombed and said, listen, we have this. I know things look bad now, but we're going to get through this. We have the pride. We have the ability to do this. We're going to get through this. And it helped to calm the Brits and help them get through it. President Trump, when the virus hit, said, look, this is coming here. Let's not get too excited. Enough that let's not let fear overcome our senses. So let's stay calm and we'll get through this. And he, too, was criticized for trying to calm people down. When something happens and fear takes over, if you're making decisions out of fear, they tend not to be very good decisions. So what all the great leaders do is say, no matter how bad the crisis is, let's calm down a little bit. Let's take a look objectively at what we can do. And let's decide the best way to handle it, and let's go ahead and do it, and don't let fear overcome us. And that's what Trump has been trying to do, and he's been criticized heavily for doing that.
Well, of course, because it stayed in the political realm. I mean, the Democrats didn't come alongside and say, okay, hey, we're going to come alongside this president. He's our commander-in-chief. Instead, basically they enacted a modern form of tyranny by working against the efforts that were for the greater good, to help us overcome, to keep a positive attitude, to be open-minded about this. I thought the general public responded very well when, the first requirements or requests from the government came down, 15 days to stop the spread. We hunkered down. We were wearing masks. We upped our game hygienically, did some positive things here. But, nowhere along those times did you really have the Democrats, sadly, coming alongside and adding any kind of positive input to what was going on. And instead now, they want us to forget that Nancy Pelosi was there in San Francisco telling everybody not to worry. It's all okay. Come on out. Let's go back to, consuming goods and all that stuff. They don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, and at a time of national crisis, we're supposed to come together. And that, as you point out, that didn't happen. Now, take a look back in 2012 when Mitt Romney was running against Obama. The race had gotten very tight. In fact, some polls indicated Romney was ahead slightly. Then Hurricane Sandy hits a week before the election. Romney said, because this is a national emergency here, I'm going to suspend campaigning for a week so we can come together as a nation. I think that ended up costing him the election, especially when Obama went to New Jersey and hugged Chris Christie and said, look, I can work with everybody. And meanwhile, Romney wasn't campaigning at all because it was a national crisis, and he felt that was more important, the country come together to solve that, than politicking. The Democrats this time did not take that point of view. They criticized the president constantly, no matter what he did, and I think it ends up hurting the country.
Yeah, they end up doing what is part of their DNA, and that is that they do not let any good crisis go to waste. Anytime they can bend this into their manner that's going to support them and they got some gain out of it, that's the way they look at it. They're not looking at it in terms of like Mitt Romney. And that is that's the differential, I believe, between the two parties, Michael, is that Republicans will default and consider the greater good, where the Democrats, boy, they're on a mission, and just like they are on right now, it's all about the new Green Deal. It's down the yellow brick road of socialism, and that's what they're focused on.
Yeah, and of course, we're only a few weeks away from the election, so you just hope that the American people can really take an objective view of this and see where the Democrats would take us. Now, some things they won't admit to yet. We're still trying to find out whether Joe Biden would increase the number of justices on the Supreme Court or not if he was elected. He says he's not going to talk about that till after the election, which I think is horrible, because the people should know what they're voting for and not
exactly
vote and find out afterwards.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Professor Dr. Michael Busler. Right.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's comments as he held a Keep America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday night. The event came just 1 week after his release from the hospital for COVID-19. President Trump spending part of his Tuesday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Florida. Day two of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway on Capitol Hill. Democrats are expected to grill Barrett about her past comments criticizing the court's 2012 ruling that upheld Obamacare. Coney Barrett saying in her opening statements that policy judgments should be made by the political branches of government. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez, it's always great to have you along with us, joining in on the ride. And definitely when it comes to your money, it's been a ride. It's an e-coupon ride, if you still remember those things. America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, is taking tickets right now. The nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be taking your tickets, Bill.
I guess so. Hey, well, speaking of which, are we going to stimulus or not stimulus, or stimuli or not to stimuli?
I think we've got not enough stimuli right now. There's just really, it's been back and forth. President Trump said he's going to take it off the table and handle it after the election. The stock market immediately fell sharply on that. The stock market wants it. The states and localities are desperate for money. The unemployed people who are not getting their $600 a week are desperate for it. Small businesses are closing left and right, particularly restaurants, but all kinds of other businesses without the PPP program. Mm-hmm. There's still a big difference. The Democrats passed a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill through the House. The Senate, the most they say they're willing to do is $1.6 trillion, but a lot of Republican senators don't even want to go that far. And how they want to spend the money is a big difference between the two of them, a very big difference.
Exactly.
Some of them want to bail out the airlines.
Well, the airlines not so much of a problem. It's the individual states that's the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the states, I mean, in the Democratic bill, it was, I think, about $436 billion for cities and states. The Republicans want at most about $200 billion, something like that. You know, these numbers are staggering, Bill, but that's kind of what we're dealing with these days.
Well, wasn't it Everett Dixon who said, you know, a zero here, a zero there, you know, pretty soon you're talking about $1 billion. But now, even in that context, I mean, a billion here, a billion there, and here's another trillion.
Trillions.
Why not? Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's crazy. A trillion is 1,000 billion, so it really does add up here. We're all adding it to the national debt anyway. It's not as though the government has this money to be giving out. We're just borrowing it, basically. But it's needed, because without the federal government, there is no other entity that can provide the stimulus that they can.
And so we're fortunate that the interest rates are low, though, right?
I mean, well, that's right. And one of the things that has done has led to an enormous housing boom, just a dramatic boom. Home sale prices came out up 2.5% in the latest month. Normally, they move in tenths. That's the biggest rise we've seen in a very long time. Builders are very, very busy right now in renovating people's homes. There's a mass exodus out of the central cities into the suburbs and the rural areas, all the way up. I was talking to somebody the other day in Vermont, and that said all these New Yorkers are going up to Vermont and buying all the houses.
They've been polarized. I mean, they're either going north or they're going south. I mean, we've got more New Yorkers now in Florida than ever.
And it's going to keep happening that way. They're going to be buying up the Florida.
I mean, pretty soon Broadway's going to be down here, you know?
It's true.
It's probably the only way it can open. If it opens up anywhere, it's got to be here in Florida, not in New York, sadly.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's going to continue to happen because people want to get out of the high-tax states, the high-crime states, and the places with all the virus. So that's just driving people out, and it's really going to be tough for the central cities to survive this kind of situation.
And, of course, these central cities are exacerbating the problem. They're defunding the police, or they're allowing the rioters, and they're trying to justify this alleged peaceful protest. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I laugh, but I feel sorry at the same time, you know, for the citizens in the area when, you know, these reporters say, well, it's mostly a peaceful protest, and over their shoulder you got buildings burning down.
Exactly. And that drives people out. It really does. Not only in the city where it's happening, but all cities. People are moving out of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago and on it goes. So that's a major demographic shift. So home prices are falling in the central city. Rents are going down, actually, rent prices, and they're going up dramatically in the suburbs. And so the housing stocks, for example, have done very well and will continue to do well in that.
Well, let me ask you this. In light of the fact that people are leaving these cities, these congested cities, primarily run by Democrats, and they're scooting out of Dodge because the taxes are getting out of hand.
Right.
Why would they consider a Biden-Harris ticket when Biden says we're going to raise taxes?
Well, there are other reasons, I think. They don't want him raising taxes. And if the Republicans continue to control the Senate, they will not be able to raise taxes. Biden's complete agenda will be stymied, clearly.
So
in a certain way, what's almost more important is what happens with the Senate. Because if that goes Democratic, then I think Biden can get a lot of the stuff through. But even so, unless they get rid of the filibuster, he's going to need 60 votes, which is unlikely that he's going to get something that much. But people are, you know, they're moving with their feet, okay? They're going to low or no-tax states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Washington State. You know, they're leaving the high-tax states.
Yeah, my point is, if you're tax-sensitive, and we just came out of Regulation Nation 8 years under Obama-Biden, why would we want to re-embrace that again?
Yeah, well...
Just asking.
For example, the whole stimulus is a big bill. I mean, people... want to have a stimulus, and they don't like the deadlock. We're not getting any kind of stimulus right now. So I think that's one of the reasons they feel that, that Biden might get something through, and Trump has not been able to get anything through since March.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess. I mean, it's all a matter of, you know, who you want to be beholden to, I guess. And
Raising taxes in a recession is not a good idea. I would agree with you on that.
Okay, I'm just, you know, just inquiring
people. Corporations or individuals.
Yeah, exactly.
Particularly corporations. We lowered the rate from 35% to 21%, and that meant corporations brought jobs back to America, didn't do this when they become an Irish company, all that kind of stuff went away. They raised dividends, they invested back in their businesses, and they bought back a lot of stock. That's what they did with the money. That's one of the reasons the stock market's done so well, which benefits a lot of people.
Exactly.
Some people think that that's a bad thing. Biden's talking about raising the corporate rate from 21 back up to 28, which would slow down all the trends I just talked about. You want companies to be healthy to be able to hire people and do research and development to offer new products. That's what you want.
And especially when we're talking about bringing more businesses back to the United States, you've got to incentivize them.
And it worked. Going from 35 to 21 did bring companies back, and they repatriated a lot of assets. Now, if you're going to raise that rate, you'll stop all that. Maybe some of them won't. Now, it's not as bad at 28 to 35. At 35, right. We were completely uncompetitive.
Right.
But 28 would still be on the high range. And what happens is when we lowered our rates, a lot of other countries lowered their rates even more. Ireland is like 11% corporate tax rate.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's a competitive world out there, and we have to be competitive in our tax rate.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, it seems the pattern, Jordan, only because I escaped California, and that's a one-party state, is that if the Democrats are to get the royal trifecta and control all three branches of government here, I say three branches.
They're not going to cover
they're not going to control the judiciary, but as far as the two legislative branches in the Oval,
yes.
this could be tough rowing ahead, especially in light of the deficit. And and what happens is the Democrats only know. I mean, yes, they believe in the disease of more. They start out with 28. We'll be looking at 35-40% because they're going to be promising, you know, more programs that, you know, are not paid for as you go along.
Well, this is what we learned in the Reagan Revolution, right? And when Carter raised taxes, raised interest rates, heated up the economy, and inflation got completely out of control, Reagan came in and did the exact opposite. Cut spending, cut taxes dramatically, and in the long run, it created, I think it was 20 million jobs in the 1980s.
Exactly.
And then we did the opposite. We raised taxes in the 90s under Clinton, and then Bush came in and lowered taxes again in 2003, and we had another boom. And right. So
well, speaking
it takes
of which,
a while to learn these things.
No question. Well, speaking of which, you got Biden saying he's got a plan. He's going to create I don't know where he got 7 million jobs somehow. Maybe it's that magic wand that Barack Obama talked about, but that he thought Trump had. But I don't know what he's going to come up with.
I don't think either of them has a magic wand. You get jobs by having companies be productive, profitable, and want to reinvest. They hire people because they need the people to do stuff.
Right, right, exactly. And you don't burn down their buildings. You burn down their buildings, then they move out.
You're not
going to
have a lot of jobs in burnt out buildings.
Just saying. Okay, all right, look, we've got about 45 seconds left. How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time. I've got about 150 different resources to help them thrive in this very difficult situation, whether it be getting better credit cards or health insurance or buying cars or travel, you name it. I've got it all to help them at MoneyAnswers.com.
It's all about you and all about being for you, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. raise your hand, and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 20 days away from, as we've been saying, the most important election of our lifetime. I know we constantly say that, and certainly a lot is riding, but the good news is, speaking of the good news, because we've got the good news girl, Sam, Samantha Mao with us. You can go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. Check it out because there's so many stories every day. And Sam, let me say this to you. The encouraging thing is that, you know, when we have these moments in our day when, things are down a little bit, this is such a great place to turn to because what you've done for everyone, you've blessed us so much in, you know, accounting for these stories and relating them to us that in a way it's a little bit, it kind of reminds me a little bit of our high school annual, you know, that, after you graduated from high school and everybody, you know, signed your annual and everything. And then, you know, I found myself years later going back and, having my spirits heightened to, just read, you know, the neat things that people had to say about me and about our experience in high school. And I kind of get that same feeling whenever I go back and look into the archives of Sam's Corner and, aww, you know, recount these stories. It's uplifting because, you know, the fact of the matter is that life can be tough. It's not always, a bed of roses. We deal with life and unexpected things that occur. And of course, in this era of COVID-19, even more so, as if we didn't have enough to deal with already. But you put that in the mix and it can be very, very challenging. And then, of course, on top of it, the things that we can control, which is a bit frustrating for me because I see what's happening in this world of politics and how virulent it has become and how negative it has become. I mean, it really does not display on the surface the best side of our humanity, do you think?
No, I think that, especially when, you know, that's what it tends to be focused on in news and, you know, people seem to be at odds on social media. And I don't notice it as much when I go out into the world. You know, it's unless you see people actually protesting and stuff, most people every day are getting along. But like you said, is so much negative stuff going on. You know, you actually see people who disagree, like killing each other in the streets, killing each other, which is crazy. And I think it's been a crazy year, and it is nice to take a brief moment sometimes and just remember there's still good things going on. You know, like we'll get through this, and there's a lot of good people out there.
Exactly. And they're good people, and even good people on the opposing side. And that's what we need to look to. But, if we're walking around with a chip on our shoulder and, you know, for any reason, you know, just like that scene that we saw where you've got a protester out there and then somebody with a gun and just decides to shoot somebody in the face. I mean, come on. This has gotten way out of hand. In our first story that you report on, Sam, case in point, you've got neighbors that are demonstrating to all of us that love can still exist on opposing sides of politics, right?
That's right. I love this story. As soon as I thought, I was just like, yes, we need more of this. And this is actually down in Texas, and it's two neighbors that were next to each other. And it's Marsha Litton and her neighbor, Tasha. And
Marsha and Tasha. I love this. Okay.
I'm sorry, Marna. Marna and Tasha. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to say Marsha. So they live next to each other. They've lived next to each other for about 6 years, and they became fast friends. And you know, what brought them together was just Marin actually had a child that had some special needs, and Tasha always made it a point to go over there and, you know, decorate their house when they're coming from the hospital or do different little thoughtful things and help them get through that. And, you know, in return, Marin would do the same thing for Tasha. And, you know, you see something like that. And politics was like not even at the top of their mind when they're becoming friends. You know, and these women, I would also like to mention, one of them's white and one of them's black. And not that that even matters, but see, that's the point, is it didn't matter to either of them when they grew to love each other over the past few years. So, you know, recently as they both kind of, like everybody kind of starts talking about politics a little bit more this year, it seems. People who maybe never have been discussing it. And when they discussed it, they realized they were on opposing sides as far as who they were going to vote for. Marin's voting for Trump and Tasha's voting for Biden. And they decided to do a social media campaign and show them holding each other's, their candidates' signs and kind of giving each other a hug or a kiss on the cheek and saying, you know, it's time that we all come together. It doesn't, you know, it's okay to vote for different sides. It really didn't change. And, you know, I can say this, one of my closest friends, votes differently than me, but our hearts, that's what you grow to know. And I think that's what this campaign, and there's other stories like this out there too, where people are coming together and it's like, all right, we've got to get along. You know, there are people who are against that, but these voices have to be louder. So I love this story.
Well, and this is what we appreciate about this country, is the differing viewpoints and the ability to be able to debate and talk about these things and still cohabitate, because at the end of the day, we're all Americans. I mean, what is the end goal here for this country? And that's what we need to think about, and that is what supersedes politics, is what supersedes party. And this is the very thing that our first president warned us about, that parties would be divisive. And no doubt we have gotten to it's almost the extremes of party politics. And unfortunately, fortunately, the idea of real love and respect for our neighbors is winning out against this negativity, that it's okay for us to disagree. In fact, disagreements need to be embraced in such ways to where we can talk about it and do something about it. This is the beauty of America. I mean, in a third world country or a communist driven country, there's no antithetical viewpoint. You either agree with the state, or, you know, they put you in retraining camps in some sort of gulag or whatever, you know, and don't think that that's not possible, that it would happen here in America, because in some sense people could argue that that has already happened and is happening in a very subtle way for people that don't agree with the political powers at the time. We've seen this happen time and time again. Just to ask Dinesh D'Souza about that. This next story is McDonald's worker pays for a family's meal when a mom forgets a wallet, and then the mom raises over $35,000 for him in return. Talk about ROI, as we would say in the business world, return on investment, huh?
That's right. Or some good karma coming back your way when you put it out into the world. Ruby Reed was at, she was actually on her way home from a sporting practice whenever she was telling her daughter they're going to have red potatoes cut up for dinner. Her daughter is about 4 years old and is like, this is not what I want. And Brittany decided, you know what, tonight's one of those nights. I'm just going to pull over. I'm going to McDonald's. We're going to get this. So she's driving through, and she realizes once she gets up to the window that she's left her wallet at home.
Oh.
And this kind young man, this McDonald's employee, he decided, I'm sorry, and it was her seven-year-old daughter who started crying, not her four-year-old daughter. Young man, he's just like, and she's like, you know what, honey, I'm going to have to cancel my order. I'll come back. I don't have my wallet. And before she can even stop him, he pulls his own wallet out of his pocket and takes his card and swipes it. And he's like, don't worry about it, man. It's my pleasure. And, you know, so she decides that she's going to go online. And she's not just going to go bring back the cash, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to go online and post because she wants this young man's parents to find out what a great guy that they're raising. His name's Wyatt.
Yes.
He'd been working at McDonald's so that he could save money for a car. And that's why she decided to start the GoFundMe account. She had a goal of raising $5,000. And before they knew it, they've raised $35,000 for him. So
wow.
I hope he does great things with this. Just, you know, you never know where a nice deed will get you because there are people doing those things all the time. But
exactly. Well, character counts. Character counts like that. And we need to be able to, you know, celebrate and embrace those kind of demonstrations. Well, congratulations to Wyatt and his family and even, you know, for this customer that would think of somebody other than herself and want to celebrate, you know, a special act of kindness by a fellow humanoid. I mean, that's awesome. Now, this next story is about a locksmith helping save a Utah woman who wrote 911 on her hand in a silent plea for help. What happened here?
Can you imagine, like, how many times there are people that are in these situations and are not able to get help? This was in Utah. A locksmith was called out to a house to change the lock on the front door. And whenever the locksmith decided, his name is Greg, he decided to go give the invoice to the woman at the house. He saw on her hand she had 911, and she made sure to show it to him twice. And then he noticed there was a man in the house that was kind of acting suspicious, you know, not letting the woman answer the phone without his permission, kind of not letting her out of his sight. And so he contacts the sheriff, and it turns out she was being held against her will. And, you know, Greg only wanted his first name to be told, but, like, who would have ever thought that going out to a house just to change the lock, who would have thought that this woman would be even allowed to interact with him? But I'm thankful that he, you know, that he took notice and that he took action because, and you always wonder, like, how, like, if people in these situations can get out, if people will pay attention. There's so many times I was thinking, thank God Greg was paying attention and this woman had the intelligence to put 911 in her hand because she couldn't say it. And I think that's the simplest way to do it. It's just 911. We all know what that means.
Exactly.
It's a distress signal.
Yeah, without a doubt. We barely have time for this last one. This neighborhood holds a Halloween celebration for a child battling cancer. Tell us about that. We got about 25 seconds. Go ahead.
That's right. A Laredo neighborhood held a Halloween celebration for a young boy, Grayson, that's been diagnosed with a rare brain cancer. That's his favorite holiday, and, you know, he's in hospice, and they wanted to make sure he got to celebrate one last time before he passed away. And
well, what a great story. And there's so many other great stories, too. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, as always, appreciate it.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.